selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. You know, okay, it's actually just so funny because what I love about Shopify is no matter how huge and massive you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control. Yes, daddy. And take your business to the next level because we're business women. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bookclub. That's shopify.com/bookclub, all lowercase. Shopify.com/bookclub.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Celebrity Book Club.
You are receiving a call from
Gypsy Rose.
From Killakathy Correctional Institute. Do you accept the charges?
Yes. Hey, baby cakes, how you doing, gypsy baby?
Hi, Ryan. Oh, I'm so excited to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear your voice. I've been thinking about it all day at the special education classes I teach. Damn, couldn't wait to come home, let out the dogs, and call you.
Ooh, are you talking about your actual dogs or the big pack in your pants that I'm going to see on our next conjugal visit?
You're so naughty, baby.
But I'm still a good girl, aren't I?
Damn, you get me going. How are you feeling today, baby?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I just got my certificate of completion in my How to Relax class, which I've been taking for 16 weeks in prison.
I can't wait till you relax me. We can give each other really long foot massages.
What do you mean, like you have a long foot or... The massage is long.
Oh, baby, you know I'm packing for you.
I like how big you are. Makes me feel small.
I can't wait till you sit on my lap and we can watch all my favorite television programs like Chicago Med.
I've always heard about Chicago Med. We don't get Paramount Plus in prison, but I'm super excited.
Baby, I'll subscribe to all the streaming services for you. How about this time? When you come home, I'm going to make you my special, special gumbo. Kicking with spices. I'm talking cayenne. And it's going to make you hot and sweaty.
Oh, okay. Sounds yummy.
And then we're going to fire up Zoe 101.
You have 1 more minute.
Okay, let's just have phone sex now.
Oh, Gypsy, no, 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 that is not Christian.
Okay, I'll wait for the visit.
4 days, 5 hours, 3 minutes, 21 seconds.
You're my big, strong kangaroo elephant man. I love you.
I love you, baby. I'll call you in 20 minutes.
Toodle-doo.
Who's that knocking at the door? It's all your friends, you filthy whore. Your husband's gone, and we've got books and a bottle of wine to kill.
It's Hollywood.
It's books.
It's gossip.
I'm shook.
It's memoirs.
It's martinis.
It's Studio 54.
It's Bellini. Celebrity Book Club. Come read it while it's hot. Celebrity Book Club. Tell your secrets, we won't talk.
Celebrity Book Club.
No boys are allowed.
Celebrity Book Club. Club.
Buzz me in. I brought the Cuervo.
Hey, best friend. How are y'all?
I'm doing good. You know,
as good as I can in these circumstances.
I know. It's been such a tough time for America lately.
Yeah, I mean, you look cloaked in darkness right now.
I am feeling pretty dark in my home office right now. You know, it can get really hot in here. I am in a windowless space, as you know. So
yes,
we try to keep the lights low.
It's so funny. You just said windowless space. That made me think of jail cells.
Yeah, before we get through anything, you guys, let's just say we fully believe in alternatives to incarceration. And please donate to your local community bail fund if you have the cash.
If you don't have the cash, well, literally no pressure. But the most you can do is share this episode.
Please, please share this episode to spread awareness.
Today we read. Whew. Yes, it's a book.
Well,
kind of.
It is an ebook. And this is the first official ebook we've ever read on this podcast. We've gotten into some PDFs.
Yeah.
And like, I'm sure like, because we read Ted Kaczynski's manifesto, which I'm sure if like there had been ebooks when he was around, it would have been an ebook.
But it would have also been a zine.
Yeah. Ebooks are like not as punk as zines because ebooks are a little bit just like, you actually have a lot to say, but no major publishing house was willing to like publish your book. Which is kind of crazy because she is famous, this person whose book we did. It's kind of surprising.
Well, I think there is going to be like a bigger memoir. This was like just to get the ball rolling, I think.
Yeah. So, of course, what book are we talking about? What celebrity?
What ebook are we talking about? What
well-known author did we dive into this week? You know her from...
You know her from Aiden and Abedin.
Aiden and Abedin, the murder of her mother. You know her from being the most famous victim of Munchausen's by proxy in recent history.
Yeah, I don't even know a more famous one in ancient history.
Yeah, she was the subject of the Hulu original film, The Act. She was the subject of the HBO documentary, Mommy, Dead, and Dearest.
Those were the two big ones, but there's been other docs. You know her for being a huge Chiefs fan. You know her from being a big Lana Del Rey fan.
You know her from going on TikTok and recently...
Deleting
her TikTok account.
You know her from getting married in prison to her big, strong Southern man, Ryan, and just 4 months after being released, announcing that they're separating. Are we surprised?
We, of course, are talking about none other than Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
And her ebook,
Released. Conversations on the Eve of Freedom.
With Melissa Moore and Michelle
Mastriciani. So for those of you who don't know, Gypsy Rose was recently released on parole in 2024 after being convicted of the murder of her mother 10 years
ago.
Queen,
with her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend at the time, Nick Godajon, who is still in prison for life, I do believe.
For a life sentence, because he kind of did the super... murdering.
Yes. And as she describes in a drawing in this ebook, she was the hand that held the hammer and he was the hammer that smashed the photograph of her and her mother's life and their home life, living in the Habitat for Humanity constructed house that they lived in.
Because they survived Hurricane Katrina. Yeah. If you don't know, like, Gypsy Rose's story... As we always say, you are living under a rock.
But basically, her mom Munchausen's the F out of her.
Like, we are talking, her mom convinced the entire medical system. She was sick, all their family around her. She was in a wheelchair, back brace, had multiple surgeries.
Told her she had leukemia. She was on, like, drugs for leukemia, was always shaving her head. Even though she wasn't getting chemo, it'd be just like, well, your hair's gonna fall out, so we gotta shave your head. Was always, like... numbing her gums. So I don't know how she was doing. So now her like teeth don't grow and she has to have dentures.
So now she fully has dentures.
She had a feeding tube in. She still has a scar from the feeding tube. She gaslit her about her own age and told her she was like 7 years younger than she actually was.
She gaslit her. I mean, gaslit is almost even a...
gaslit is way is too kind of a word.
The main like heroes kind of who got her out was her... biological father, who the mom basically was like, oh no, he hates us, and he's like never paid for anything, when in fact
she lied to Gypsy Rose her whole life, telling her that her dad had abandoned them, even though he was secretly sending her like Christmas presents every year and the mom was never giving them to her,
and he was paying a lot for all of the like surgeries that she was having that she did not need.
So this book was written, as the subtitle implies, on the eve of her release. And this book is crazy. So I don't know if this is just so we have like this press copy, but it is a Word doc. Like, there wasn't even any layout in an attempt to make it seem more book-esque. Like, it is a straight up Word doc. We're talking Times New Roman size paper. 12, like double spaced mama.
And so the conversations are with Melissa Moore, who is the daughter of the Happy Face serial killer, who is now like such this like blonde true crime host who is like now an expert on like victims of crimes. So she wrote a book called like Shattering My Image Fragments of My Life, and about like how, you know, what it's like to be the daughter of a serial killer. She's been on Dr. Oz. And so I feel like she's, you know, really. And she also is a fellow iHeart host.
She's part of the kind of like the sort of family murder community.
Like the blonde family murder community. And it's like, I'll give this to her. Like, I don't think Nancy Grace, who's like the most blonde head of the murder community, has experience. Personal.
Well, Nancy Grace is not really a member of the community. She's just a fucking carpetbagger because she's obsessed with everyone else's trauma. But like, she's not.
Right. This woman has the trauma.
So yeah, it's like Nancy Grace didn't like walk in and find her like cousin murdering her aunt, or like didn't pay her cousin to murder her aunt, you know?
Which is why I think it's kind of cool, because at first when I was reading it, I was like, this is just, you know, another woman, you know,
taking advantage of Gypsy Rose.
I loved the act, the acclaimed Hulu series, but I'll tell you this, to quote Gypsy Rose, we don't get Hulu in prison, and I'm glad we don't.
I died at that.
That line was so good.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, people never like movies that are about them, and it's kind of like, well, you might have to get over it.
Well, I think she did like Mommy Dearest, which is directed by this woman, Erin Carr, who also directed that doc about the I Love You Now Die girl from Plainfield, Mass.
Oh, our Massachusetts queen.
Yeah.
Who told her boyfriend to, like, get back in the car. Get back,
get back in the car and kill
and
yourself.
Kill yourself. Iconic, chaotic queen. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I think she appreciates having some sort of platform to tell her story. And I think she appreciates the attention a little bit. I mean, she wouldn't have met either of her prison boyfriends, because as she reveals in this ebook, I met my first like boyfriend in prison when he saw Mommy Dead and Dearest and like wrote to me on a dare. And then she starts dating Ryan because like he hears about her on the act. But after her first boyfriend breaks up with her because there's too much attention from the act.
Yes.
So, you know, it's the two sides of a coin for sure.
I want to get into just, that's a great point, the interview style of this woman who's kind of playing dumb with Gypsy Rose to, like, get her to explain things more.
Yeah.
So Gypsy Rose is talking about how she first met Ryan, and she's like, yeah, he wrote to me on a dare. And the woman, she's like, I'm sorry, I don't follow. Like, why would anyone write to you, the most famous, like, Munchausen by proxy girl who, like, killed her mother on a dare? And I just thought that was like a little like, you know why.
You know exactly why, but you want her to say it.
And she's like, oh, okay, well, it was the pandemic and people were hanging out with not much to do. And so he dared his friend to write to Tiger King, and she dared him to write to me.
Yeah, she does this a lot. Wait, can we read this little section? If you go to page 48 in your ebook.
Let me pull it up on preview.
Wait, can we do this exchange that Melissa does with Gypsy, yes, where she's being like, oh my God, this is weird. And you're kind of like, okay.
This is on the chapter on God and faith.
This is a free call from an offender at Chillicothe Correctional Center. We're sorry, the system is experiencing technical difficulties. Please try again later.
Shit.
This is a free call from an offender at Chillicothe Correctional Center. To accept this free call, press 1.
Hello? Hi.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, that was so weird.
It was telling me my pin wasn't working. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh my God, no worries, no worries. I thought it was weird because today I was going to ask you more about your mother's interest in witchcraft and spells. So I thought, maybe we could cast one on the phone system or something.
I'm Gypsy, but not that kind of Gypsy.
I highlighted that line, by the way. Insane laughter. Oh my my God. That is hilarious. No,
I was like, okay, Melissa, you fake ass bitch.
Yeah. Was this a prominent feature in your life growing up? The interest or
practicing the occult?
The occult.
It's a great segue, Melissa. I mean, one thing that's insane about this book is it, as we said, it is a full Word doc. But what I like is that it includes all these straight up conversations in addition to Gypsy's like passages that she has written or has written with the help of Melissa that are like from her own voice. But just when the book like starts out, you're like, oh, I know this is going to be a cuckoo, cuckoo book. Like the first intro is,
Mother, I am now 28 years old and in prison for my part in your murder. And though I can never justify my crime, nor can any letter of apology give back the life I was taken, I'm writing this as if you were physically in front of me, but access all that I've held in for the whole of my life.
I'm just like, okay, so starting out with a letter to the dead mother whose murder she did collaborate on.
And she wrote it in a class called Impact of Crime on Victims Class.
And what's interesting, so in the very beginning here, she says, you know, I learned to think of myself as a victim as well, even though my mother's also a victim. And I also had never thought about Nick as a victim before, but now seeing him as a victim in all of this as well. I would say you see a lot of both seemingly understanding for everyone's role, empathy, and accountability for her role. I mean, she really does straight up admit, because when I watched the doc last night, which frankly I'd never seen before, and you know,
you don't live in a true crime household.
I do not live in a true crime household.
Pour the red wine. We're watching true crime tonight.
My friend is not obsessed with like Snapped on Oxygen. Watching like 24/7. But like she denies at first. And she does not accept responsibility. And like, and you start to see like all the texts of her encouraging her boyfriend to do it. Just being like, I can't take it anymore. I need you to kill my mom. And then her like, one of the craziest parts of that doc is, have you seen the doc?
Yeah.
Remember the part where like, it's after.
It's been a minute though, so refresh me.
After they've killed the mom, there's like this like video of her and the boyfriend in a hotel. And like, they're like in the bed and he's eating like chocolate or something. And she's like,
it's funny because you're eating chocolate, but you're about to eat me.
No, yeah.
It's so fucking creepy.
I mean, the craziest part about all this is like, she's super horny.
Yeah.
That is, I think, the through line from beginning of meeting Nick.
And of course she would be.
Of course she's horny.
Because her mom has pathologized her so much and made her be this little five-year-old girl forever.
And like
and
made her.
Prevented her. Because it's like, on the one hand, when you prevent somebody from having something, you want it more. It's like, hello, who are those like the sluttiest, most closeted people? Like Christians, you know? It's just like,
hello, priests.
Who wants to drink American teens, not Dutch teens? Because
who can
they're
drink
allowed
at
to.
15?
Exactly.
Thank you. And that's on the Dutch.
And that's on the Dutch, mama.
We said it.
Where do you see all the alcohol poisoning? You see it in America. Because we forbid it. And, you know, it's like, hello, Eve, the apple, right? We always want what we can't have.
Eve was framed.
You know, there's a lot of that going on here. But it's like also just like the whole aesthetic of like their whole crazy ass hoarder Habitat for Humanity, never leaving the house like vibe is just like, so what else are you going to do but just like fantasize about getting fucked
fingering
yourself
you
with
know,
your feeding tube?
Her. Say it again. Fingering yourself with your feeding tube.
I'm tubing yourself, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah. Do you want a tube tonight?
You're tubing.
Let's go tubing. She talks about like how she met Nick on, she says on a Christian site, but then she's like, we met on Facebook. And so basically the father's family is like very in support of her. But of course, like the mother's family is less. And she says some of her aunts reached out and were like in this. And she said they were like, why didn't you tell us rather than reach out to men on Facebook? And it's like, well, why would she trust her own family if like her family was tricking her into having cancer and having leukemia? Like,
yeah.
Of course, you're going to kind of be like, well, one, I want to date and like be secretive and like reach out to this like creepy like anime guy on Facebook.
She's also on so many meds and she's like hopped up on Xanax like every single day and all this other stuff. I mean, some of the stuff she's taking was very just like, okay, she's on like Allegra and like Like at a nailer?
Yeah, no, like, it was like a lot of like, she was hopping her up also on just like children's Tylenol.
Which is why I think like not a lot of it seems to have such permanent, I think like she's obviously permanently traumatized emotionally, but I don't think she's physically too fucked up. She kind of does seem surprisingly, it feels like she's equilibrated to a kind of a normal state pretty well just by going off her TikTok. Like, I mean, obviously I think she is very stunted in her development in a lot of ways, but not that much more than like, you know,
some other
TikToker.
No, I'm impressed too. I'm just like, I feel like if I was Gypsy Rosed, like, yeah. I don't know if I would be at the state she is in.
To just be like sassy like, with my followers being like,
yes, my husband fucked me.
Yeah, and just being like, oh yeah, I'm not worried like about riding that D when I get out of prison. Because like her husband is a little of size, and as haters like to hate in the comments, when they got married, people were just like, oh, like, you know, Gypsy's gonna bounce. And she was like, in the comments back to them being like, oh, he'll please me and he's huge.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if his appendage is anything like the rest of him, it's probably quite large. But apparently not big enough to keep her wanting more. Yeah, Gypsy Rose back on the market. Get in line, fellas. I mean, that video I sent you of the two of them shopping.
At the grocery store. They
each have their own shopping cart at the grocery store. And he has a sweat rag on his shoulder just to like mop up as they're walking.
Getting sweaty in the grocery store.
One thing I think is also interesting about her, speaks to this kind of like achieving a more normal state, is the book is way more like millennial girl, like Swifty, than I would have anticipated.
Well, she's a huge Swifty, and she literally at the beginning of the book calls this Gypsy's version. Wait, let me just read this part. I'd like to think of this endeavor as a rewrite of a misinformed story you've been told, like the Taylor's version recordings. I'm no Taylor Swift, but if this ebook were an album, I'd title it Gypsy's version. The only version that should be told, raw, revealing, and in rhythm with the real me. I'm obsessed with the line, If this ebook were an album.
If this ebook were an album.
Tattoo that on my ass.
Celebrity Book Club.
Hey, New Yorkers, we're coming to your town where we already live, and we're doing a live show on June 5th at the Bowery Ballroom. It is going to be so much fun. Get your summer started right with some martinis and your best friends. We'll be joined by Sarah Sherman of SNL. Don't like be on your deathbed and be like, fuck, I should have done that. Just the tickets are on sale now. They're in our bio. Buy them. They're only $30, which is free.
It was that summer. That summer, I started using Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth makes elevated loungewear and amazing, luxurious, soft bedding that surpasses even the finest hotel sheets for a restful night's sleep on your travels or at home. I love Cozy Earth so much that I got it as a present for my spouse. And the things that happened on that bed, you wouldn't believe it. I got their joggers and oh my God, it almost feels like you're nude, better than nude. It feels like you're swimming in the most luxurious ocean. So stay cool and comfy during long flights with Cozy Earth's temperature regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew, adding a touch of style to your travel ensemble. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code CBC at checkout to get 35% off. And let them know we sent you after checkout, okay?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling scented coffins or outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. You know, okay, it's actually just so funny because what I love about Shopify is no matter how huge and massive you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control. Yes, daddy. And take your business to the next level because we're business women. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S.
I'm talking Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklyn, and all your favorite DTC brands. Do you want to be a Brooklyn in business, or do you want to be the sad girl selling candles on the subway? Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bookclub. That's shopify.com/bookclub, all lowercase. If you do it uppercase, it won't work. Just like your sales if you don't use Shopify. Shopify.com/bookclub.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Celebrity Book Club. What was another moment that felt very like Taylor Millennial Girl, where she's talking about her addiction and detoxing from all the meds she was on.
Oh, I succumbed to and overcame and then succumbed to again and overcame again.
In parentheses,
finally, yay, for good, an opioid addiction.
I love that, like, being parenthetical, being like, yay, I'm over my opioid addiction.
Right, is a very, like, millennial Gen Z girl. I mean, I think what's crazy is the thing that fully socialized her was prison.
Yeah.
This is crazy to say, like, I don't know actually if she would be as, like, socially normal if she hadn't gone to prison.
It was the first time she had been in a normal, like, structured setting with, like, a bunch of other people her age. Or, like,
right. That was, like, get up, eat. And again, I'm not pro-prison, and that's why I gave. But it's literally, like, her schedule with her mom was wake up at 11 a.m.
The mom would bake Pillsbury, like, crescent
rolls.
This
was chilling. The slap of the cam. Okay, if you know, you know, Pillsbury ads, when you crack the Pillsbury can and there's that air pop when the dough comes out and you're just like, oh, hell yeah. Like, we doing Pillsbury tonight.
Okay, wait. At the start of my day,
my mother usually slammed a sealed tube of Pillsbury biscuits against the countertop to pop it open and bake them on a baking sheet for breakfast. I always thought the way she made the pop sound was like magic. When the whole house smelled buttery, she'd prepare my Pediasure and meds and administer them to me through the feeding tube. She would eat the biscuits herself.
So the mom is eating the can of Pillsbury.
And then making her eat Pedialyte through the tube. It's so fucking crazy.
And then they would watch Bold and the Beautiful. And then they would maybe do an errand if there was one, or like an appointment. I'm sure there were so many like medical appointments.
Yeah.
Then they would like go home and maybe watch a movie, and she would feed her sweet peas over rice, which was usually her dinner because they were like vegetarian. And then they would go to bed. I mean, you know what I thought when I was like, wake up at 11 a.m. Pillsbury, Bold and the Beautiful. I was like, this is so you and your babysitters. You.
It did remind me of my childhood somewhat.
But I was like, here's the thing. It's different when you get to skip one day of school and eat Pillsbury.
What's funny is that,
and watch soap operas.
In middle school, I would pretend to get a stomach ache at least once a week. Where I would actually
Munchausen to yourself.
I Munchausen myself. I would actually kind of induce a stomach ache and then would have to get picked up at noon by my nanny. And then I would make it home in time to watch Days of Our Lives, which is on at 1 p.m.
eerily similar.
Yeah. In many ways, I am the Gypsy Rose of Newton. And I
yeah.
And I wear that badge with honor and pride.
But you're also like the Dee Dee.
Right. Because I'm just mom. Being like, I need to watch my stories.
I need to watch my stories. And you're like telling yourself you have a stomachache. You know, and on to also like her kind of explaining her mom. She doesn't spend much time being like, I think she's worked through that, like doing such a rant on like what she did was fucked up. I think she's just like, it was obviously completely twisted and I've lost all faith and all humanity and family. And I will say that. But she says her mother was molested by her father.
Which I wasn't sure to believe that at first, because I'm like, wouldn't the mother say anything to try to like convince the daughter to like have sympathy for her and believe everything else she does?
Right.
But then she said the grandfather also molested her.
Yeah.
And in the doc, the grandfather is, he's not creepy. Like, he is super Cajun. But like, there's this part where they ask about like, oh, your daughter was murdered. Did you ever want to like do anything with ashes? And he was like, I told him to put ashes in the toilet. And you're just like, okay, savage, but also like, you know, it does suggest maybe a lack of empathy.
I'm going to guess something happened to the mom.
Yeah, it's a little bit just like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and believe that, because it's just like her like instigating all that trauma against Gypsy doesn't come out of nowhere. But I think that like, you know, obviously a lot of people know the story about what the mom did prior to reading the book, but the little things that she pops out are super crazy.
No,
the revelation that the mom would shave her vagina.
That I screamed when I absolutely read that. Screamed.
Terrifying.
And they would, one, they were bathing together.
They got in the bath together.
And then she would shave her.
Straight up shave her pussy. And then she was like, my mom told me that it was because I had to be clean.
And it was like this thing of like the purity and the all the like the Christianity psychosis of it all was right. That the mom was like, you're never clean. Like to the mom, it was like Gypsy just having a body was sinful.
Yeah.
So she was like, I need to make you clean. I need to make you clean. So I need to like keep shaving you and that will make you cleaner.
I love the part where she's like, please do not mistake this as me trying to play Freud.
Oh, wait, yeah, that part she's... And it's like, okay, well...
I've just examined how this might have seemed from my mother's perspective. My mother's betrayal by her own father was exacerbated by her husband, my father asking for a divorce. And here I was, the third person closer to her that would betray her too by trying to run away and then pulling away because I wanted to grow up. And then the murder happened. She was like, I get it. Listen, I'm no Freud, okay?
That felt really also Lana Del Rey to me in this way. Like... Don't get me wrong. I won't play your fucking Freud. It's like, I actually dare you. You can play Freud.
I think you can maybe do just a whisper of psychoanalysis on your insane mom. And like, I think you have some pretty fair conclusions you can draw.
Definitely. You know, just like, oh, she was molested. And then she was like, basically, I would call that, you know, adjacent sexual abuse.
For sure.
With her Christianity, now Gypsy Rose is, like, back to being Christian, and she's being very, like, I believe in God and faith, and she has a Wiccan period in prison.
Just sort of her college.
It's kind of her college, and she's like, yeah, I had my Wiccan times, because, like, one of my BFFs here is Wiccan, and I was like, that is kind of a classic part of puberty, I think, is thinking you're Wiccan.
Oh, for sure. I mean, everyone is just being like, I'm weird. I'm going through a weird punk phase. I mean, you know, I became a hacker. That was my thing, which is kind of also Wiccan adjacent.
Hacker is greater Wicca. Like,
yeah.
Typing. I bought, well, I guess my mom bought it for me, but...
so punk.
So punk. The Satanic Bible when I was 11, which I thought was pretty cool of her. And then I brought it to school and people were fucking freaked. I'll tell you that.
Did you get kicked out?
No, I was told not to bring the book to school, though. How fucking badass is that?
That's so fucked up that you were discriminated against for your beliefs.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe I was discriminated against at my extremely private Belmont elementary school for being Wiccan?
And when I say public, I mean extremely private.
Extremely private. When I say public, I mean $30,000 a year.
Wait, what was in the Satanic Bible? Like, it was just like
a dictionary. Well, it's written by Marilyn Manson's, like, leader, Anton LaVey.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is it, like, spells?
It's spells, but a lot of it is kind of just, like, general, like, leftist, bro, anarchist thinking. So it's theory and spells.
But there's not stuff like the cow tongue spell that Gypsy's mom tried to cast?
Oh, yeah. So they go like shopping at one point.
Wait, the part where she goes, I remember a trip to the store where my mother marched in and handpicked the right raw cow's tongue. She needed it for a recipe, but not the kind from a Barefoot Contessa cookbook, as my mother didn't eat meat. She was cooking up a spell. Parents out there, if bribing your child with new baby dolls or tiny tykes starts losing effectiveness, you could always try telling your child that you are a powerful witch. Because if the mom is like casting a spell to like get Gypsy Rose not to run away again. That part is also her being kind of sassy and funny in this humor.
Well, she also mentions watching Food Network in prison. So she doesn't have Hulu, but she definitely has Food Network.
They do have the Food Network.
So she is having her Barefoot Contessa like references, and like she does have a tablet. And she's being like, cow tongue, yeah, not the Barefoot Contessa recipes you're thinking of.
Yeah. You know, I found myself contrasting this book with the other great piece of prison literature that we've read, Amanda Knox's Waiting to Be Heard, which is obviously very different. Like Amanda Knox, you know, she's a smart girl, and the book is a pretty well-reasoned defense of like the injustices she faced at the legal system. Gypsy Rose is a little bit more like, you know, homeschooled. Seems like she learned English from watching Hannah Montana. Like that's where her brain is at. Still in both, there's this kind of like appeal to humor and being like, it's a little bit, you know, the gallows humor and just being like, well, listen, like, yeah, my mom was trying to cast spells on me. And yeah, I did become best friends with the other girl whose boyfriend murdered her mom.
And like, that was her crew. And she, oh, so her first crew in prison, she joined, quote unquote, the Mean Girls. And I have a question for you here. And her nickname was Jersey. And Melissa's like, what do you mean? Like someone on Jersey Shore or Real Housewives of New Jersey? Like a tough-talking Jersey girl? And Gypsy's like, yeah, exactly that. But I wasn't the Jersey type. So I feel like she joined this like badass mean crew of like Italian girls.
You think that they were all like more Italian-American coded? And she was just being like, I'm so like Southern and Christian and part Cajun.
Guess I wanted to ask you what, like,
what prison crew? What, like, what ethnic?
What ethnic squad do you think you would join
in prison? I mean, I always wonder because, like, it's been a while since I watched Oz. I'm like, would I be clocked as a gay guy, and so would I get like raped so quickly, or would I just like fall in love with my cellmate and he would protect me and he would be my king and my protector?
Right. And you'd be more of a twosome and be like, this is my top king that like.
I would prefer that. That sounds a little bit easier. Although maybe a pack is better because if then my king like gets knifed in the yard, then I am
then you're
screwed.
Left.
You know what I mean?
Could you be like a bottom of a pack?
Sounds like a lot of work. I don't know if I have the stamina for that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's so you. Huh. You might get tired out quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, could I join my fellow, like, German Ukrainians?
My fellow Germans? What kind of crew would that be? If I may ask.
I feel like I look too Jewish to join the neo-Nazi squad in prison.
Yes. Them, like, about to, like, F you, and you're like, no, 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 like, I swear
not
I'm German.
Not you being like... No, I'm not going to say the word fuck.
I'm not going to say fuck. This is a Christian podcast. I'm like, I do want to talk about you being raped in prison as a joke, but like, I'm not going to curse.
Wait, would you be in like the Italian-American squad?
Well, yeah. I mean,
they're
sure.
Like smuggling in like so much fills you with mozzarella to like make their veal parmesan. Like on their prison stove.
Yeah, and I'm like heating it up and I'm like really.
But like, wouldn't you be being too Alison Roman for them? And you're like, so yeah, I like to do actually a squeeze of fresh lemon. They're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I would be like, wait.
I use my lemon pepper. And they're just like using so much dried lemon pepper. And
so like, much like generic from the commissary lemon pepper. And I'm just like, my friend Steven visited me on Sunday and brought fresh lemons.
He actually brought me like a small lemon tree. So I prefer to use that if we can.
And then the big Ann just like beating me up is like, you think you're so fucking fancy with your little lemon tree?
Okay. Well, speaking of lesbians in prison, there is a passage that I guess I will say took my breath away that I was not prepared.
Let's just read the passage.
Do you want to be Gypsy?
Yeah, I guess I'll be Gypsy.
Okay, I'll be Melissa. I'm going to make her really Italian now.
Okay. So this is Melissa kind of asking, like, what crews were you in?
It does sound like you are in high school. That's what we all did in high school. Just trying on different hats and trying different friend groups to see which one fit.
I tried to experiment with my sexuality, too. I was pretty sure I was straight, but I tried anyway.
Oh, my God.
I thought perhaps if I experimented with women, I would have a better chance of reaching climax. I think as a young girl, I was exposed to watching shows like Xena Warrior Princess, Xena and Gabrielle were lesbians, and I watched it and didn't understand. When I was 16 or so, I thought girls were pretty, so that confused me. So I thought, am I gay? There's a saying here, gay for the stay, straight from the gate. So when in Rome, I did kiss a couple of girls and became a pillow princess. Four times.
And then Melissa goes, a pillow princess?
If you think about it for a sec, it will make sense. Let's just say I didn't initiate.
Not her being just like, yeah, so I was a bottom four times.
Yeah, I got completely railed by some big old, just fully by the Lea Deloria.
By the Lea Deloria of Chillicothe Correctional Institute, who's doing life for murder.
And ham, she experimented. Turns out it's not totally for her.
No, and that's okay. She ultimately loves a big cis dick.
Cis and Southern.
Wait, the part where she does talk about the other friend. Amelia and I initially bonded because her background is similar to mine. Her boyfriend also murdered her mother. We are of similar age and we were the two girls that murdered their mothers. We both found Mother's Day a particularly difficult time of year. I mean, she gets it. Like,
she literally gets it. She's a chica. Well, and then it's really cute. Her like friend is into baking and makes her like a prison cake that says Happy Mommy Issues Day on Mother's Day.
I'll say.
Because when like Mother's Day or Father's Day come around, like on Instagram, like it's always half photos of like hot parents in the 70s. And then the other half is people like being like, please remember when you're posting, like, for the fallen, like, this is a really hard day for people to be on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I guess I don't see those, so many of those. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I guess I'm...
You're more in that sort of corner of Instagram.
Yeah. And her friend was like, yeah, it's also hard to see photos of people's moms when, like, you personally were kind of the one.
When you were the catalyst for your mother's murder. Just be aware of some people who are in that community, the community of people whose boyfriends did murder their moms.
When you're posting for Mother's Day.
Okay, here's my more political question. I am of the mind that if Gypsy Rose is now out of jail, I kind of think the boyfriend should be out of jail too.
I agree.
I understand that he's the one who stabbed and like that represents like a craziness and like an ability to commit violence in the way that maybe she doesn't. But I'm just more from a philosophical legal perspective. If we are saying that the abuse she suffered justifies or not justifies the murder, but at least like justifies a lessened sentence for murder, then I think we have to justify it for the other person who was involved because it couldn't have happened without both of them. The legal system has decided that they were accomplices. It's decided that like he needed her to commit the murder. She needed him to commit the murder. So if we're going to say that she has now done her time, I think we have to say that he's done time too.
I fully agree. And I know there's a lot of online discourse about this couple. And I mean, Gypsy Rose in this book, ebook, refers to him as like a narcissist, you know, like how he convinced her to be with him. And so I think maybe the court is like, well, right. Like, is he a type of person who could do this to someone else because he is mentally ill and like looking to kind of get out those sort of feelings?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But I also think that
I'm kind of with you. I'm like, well, so she's out. He should be out.
You can make that argument about anyone, I guess. And I'm also just like, her situation is so specific. I'm like, is he going to be searching for another Munchausen's girl whose mom he needs to kill?
Right, he gets on Facebook again. It's like,
I mean, not that he's not creepy, like, for sure. Like, no one is denying that. But I just think that, like, if we're going to say that there was some amount of, like, justification here, in lessening the sentence because of all the abuse, then he needs to be like included in that.
Yeah, because I would like to, I guess, like go back in the court of like why,
right,
their reasoning is because like he was the one that did it, but
because there are situations, there's legal precedents for, and no, I don't have the cases in front of me, but I do feel like there's times when the person who actually like pulls the trigger or stabs the person or whoever, you know, the so-called assassin gets less of a sentence than the mastermind of a killing.
Well,
you
right.
know?
If we like compare this, say, to the mafia or something like that,
right.
It's like, you know, the like hitmen are usually the ones that are found first because they're the ones that like did the murder. But it's like there's a mastermind behind that, which is in a sense more evil because they're like planning it all and hiring people. And
yeah. And so if we're saying that she's not really like evil, she's just like living in this, you know, her brain is like not in the right state of mind. And also she was so abused and she felt this only way she could escape, which I think is totally a rational understanding of the situation, then we're like, okay, so she kind of put him up to it, but he also, like, they were in this twisted situation and he was excited, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's like, prison. What are we going to do about it?
What are we going to do about it? You know, we just want to throw people in prison.
Literally, what are we going to do about it?
It is a problem. My other question, like, take question, is like, I still don't understand how so many doctors...
Yes.
Like, prescribed her all this shit for conditions she didn't have. I understand the mom is a master manipulator. I understand she, like, Katrina destroyed the hospital records. But I'm just like, how are you going to diagnose someone with leukemia if they don't have the presence of, like, leukemia in their blood? It's just kind of like, how are they not running blood tests and seeing that she's fine? And that one doctor who was like, actually, her legs, like, don't have muscular dystrophy at all. And so she clearly, like, is able to use her leg muscles. Why was that only one person who ever thought that?
This is why this case took the nation and so many documentary films and Hulu shows. Is you're like, how could just like the amount of doctors, medical professionals, which then makes you question the entire medical field.
It does. And I feel like we all know doctors like barely spend any time with patients and they just like hustle you in and out of there. And then I'm just like, I don't know, like, doctors do just want to fucking prescribe drugs. And they do just want to, like, give you steroids and send you on your way.
And so it's like, while you're literally getting the surgery and they're looking at the forms, and I guess the thing is, like, was she going to, like, I'm sure people will, like, fact check me on this, going to so many different doctors. So it's like, that was a way to lie.
Partially, yes. But I can understand, like, getting a prescription for, like, an inhaler or fucking Xanax for anxiety, for example.
Not that you would ever know anything about.
Not that I would know anything about that.
By the way, Mental Health Awareness Month.
Starts now. But like how you can be getting surgeries and a feeding tube installed just based on like a mom's conjecture seems insane. How can there be some concrete evidence for that?
Especially when we talk about like grifters and master manipulators, you're kind of seeing the interviews with the mom and you're like, this woman?
Yeah.
No like, offense to Dee Dee Blanchard, but I'm like, you convinced this doctor that she had leukemia?
It's not adding up.
And like, maybe it's like once she had one report that she can like pass that on to like the next doctor.
It's not adding up. Celebrity Book
Club. If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Segments dead and dearest. What does she wear?
What does she eat?
How does she live? Okay, what does she wear? I like the part in the book where she talks about using her prison bedsheet as a toga.
Oh, for like ancient Greece Halloween
costume.
Because there's a section where the woman is like, do you like Halloween and holidays? And like, what are you excited for? And she's like, at first I did Halloween in jail and I did ancient Greece. But then she got kind of, I think, depressed and was like, I'm not going to do this. But she does plan on doing Beauty and the Beast with Ryan. That, of course, was before they broke up. So maybe she'll find another beast.
Yeah. So she is a admitted Disney adult. And she's like, I know all Disney trivia. And like, Ryan like won't let me enter Disney trivia contest anymore
because
I win too much.
Damn. When a man holds you back from Disney trivia.
So obviously she's going to have Peter Pan syndrome, I think, forever, probably.
Oh, yeah. Like, of course she's a Disney fan. And it's like she's just also even discovering like Disney like live action sitcoms like Hannah Montana.
I feel like she was getting dressed up in such princess outfits and that was kind of her, like she drives that JCPenney prom dress to,
right,
like, take photos for Nick
when she kind of gets out. Now she's either like kind of call your daddy hoodie style,
mm-hmm,
or it's like also still pretty like Dillard's, and it's like
it's more Dillard's though. It's more QVC where it
like
is
kind
like,
of Reba. So it's like she's
a shirt with like wings.
It's,
you
a
know?
Shirt with wings and then like knee high pleather DSW boots with like black tights and like a chunky sweater.
How does she live? I think that, you know, her mom was obviously a hoarder and was making her steal CDs from Sam Goody and using her wheelchair as a cover.
That was insane.
So insane. I do think that, like, you know, being out of prison, you are going to have this desire to accumulate material things.
Definitely. But I think she also recognized her mom was such a hoarder. So I don't think she's going to go that mode. I mean, I do think she still probably like does love Home Goods and is going to Home Goods, like being like, this is so cute.
Yeah. And I think that their like condo outside of New Orleans or whatever.
Right. Because they had to move from Missouri by the court.
So like for her parole reasons, whatever. And like, they're like, you're going to kill more moms in Missouri if you stay.
Well, it was this whole thing about like the Chiefs, because she's such a Chiefs fan. They were like, we want you out for the Super Bowl because like there's too much going on in Missouri right now.
We can't keep track of both the Super Bowl and Gypsy Rose at the same time. It's too much for the government.
Like Taylor Swift and Gypsy Rose, basically, they were like, not the same state. Two queens can't be in the same state.
Two queens, two queendoms.
So, yeah, I'm imagining like a stunning microfiber 30
for sure.
Cup holders.
I think there's 30 cup holders. Yeah, 30 cup holders. And like it's like a
Chargers.
Dark, big microfiber couch. I think it's like a brown carpet. I think there is like a wrought iron, you know, 8-tier bookcase. And then like, you know, family is where the home is.
Yeah,
like,
the kind of the classic live, laugh, love stuff. I think probably a lot of like family photos of her and her dad, who in this ebook has like so many 90s grails.
Yeah. I mean, the dad and the doc seems like pretty cool.
No, the dad is like hot. He is like
and
such a good southern.
And the stepmom is like so fun. And when he puts on like a beige pork pie hat and she's like, nope.
Oh, yes.
And
she's
then he
like,
puts on
not
a gray pork pie hat and she's like, there you go.
That's the one. And he has like, he has a sexy southern accent and he's wearing like Newsies and pork pies. And
yeah, he's also very Cajun.
He's my idol.
Okay, what does she eat?
Well, she wants to try...
She wants to try Mexican food. She never tried it in prison.
She's like, yeah, I don't know if I like Mexican food yet, but I'm going to try it. And she's like, yeah. Who knows? maybe when I get out of here, I'm going to be a food and wine connoisseur. And I was like, okay, me. Oh, she says, I love to make silly voices and practice exotic accents. Us. I'm a clown. I love dictionaries. I don't expect those things to go away when I'm 90. But in the future, after I'm released, I might become a food or wine connoisseur or take up figure skating or own my own business. It's such a Shopify hat.
I think she probably enjoys going to Walmart and buying like a ton of like pre-cut Ore-Ida potatoes, but then it's also getting like, do you think she's like buying an eggplant, just being like, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm buying it because it's cool looking.
Yeah, I think so. She's like, let's do it. And is like holding up being like, oh my God, Ryan, like, what is this? And he's like laughing.
Yeah, he's like, this is what I got in my pants. And she's like,
oh my God, you're so crazy.
Stop it. Well, again, she says he makes a mean gumbo, but I think she wants to try new cuisines. Like, I feel like she is going to try a flatbread and be wowed.
I feel like she's probably getting into sushi.
Yeah. Sush. Drizzled the fuck with some spicy mayo.
And I'm going to say this because I've been to Greater New Orleans, Vietnamese food. I don't know if she's at banh mi yet, but I think
she's
within the year,
she's
going to discover a banh mi for sure.
Do you think pho will be too triggering because of like it is more organ tripe based?
Mm.
And like after the mom's like cow tongue spells?
Yeah, could be.
I see her liking tom yum soup.
I mean, who doesn't? Can't wait for her Thai era. Okay, who are you in the book?
Oh.
I guess I am Gypsy Rhodes in the sense that, like, or I'm the mom in the sense that I'm, like, giving myself, being my own daughter, a stomachache to go watch soap operas.
Definitely. And I'm so Melissa, like, pretending I don't know gossip, where I'm like, wait, Gypsy, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. Yes. No, you are a fake asshole. I give this ebook, I'm going to go ahead and say like 3.7 bloody knives out of 5 because it's fun. It's quick. Literally, it's a PDF. I appreciate that she took time to tell her story. It's pretty Christian. You know, there's more than I would have thought about like life in prison.
Yeah.
I think maybe there could be obviously like,
well, as she says, I think she's like, I want to do a memoir, but like,
I think for who she is and what she's been through, this is a pretty well-measured, well-balanced exploration.
Yeah, I think I would give it 3.7, 3.8 feeding tubes out of 5.
Yeah.
Just like for what she's been through and where she is now, to have kind of the humor and the reflection about like being angry, but also feeling bad and grief and love and daily life anecdotes.
Mm. Thank you, Gypsy Rose, for telling your story. We wish you many murder-free years to come.
You are mother. Continue to mother.
Stay mother.
Stay mother. Best.
Best. This show is executive produced by Christina Everett, who is currently in jail for the murder of her cousin, who was a cruise ship director, and she murdered him at sea, and so she's actually in prison at sea. It was produced by Darby Masters, who is also currently doing 7 years at a minimum security prison upstate for conspiring to murder a cat, which is fucked up that she's not in a maximum security prison for that, because I think cats are people too. The supervising producer was Abu Zafar, who actually passed away at Dannemora Correctional Institute, which is also upstate and is actually a maximum security prison. He was trying to escape, and he strangled himself with a bedsheet. It was kind of a silly, it was like a weird accident. Anyway, the theme song was made by Stephen Phillips Horst, who also did the theme song for the Alcatraz tour. And the graphic design was done by Teddy Blanks, who did the graphic design for the Alcatraz tour. You can go to patreon.com/cbcthepod if you want to hear more from us and get ad-free episodes every Wednesday and a new episode every Friday with all sorts of different gossip and fun other content on there. Please leave a review on the iTunes Music Store or Apple Store or wherever you get your podcasts on. It really helps us get more attention. which is why we commit murders in the first place. Love you. Bye.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.